dose of greatness.
We went a better friends and we woke up in Japan. I like you, I do.
The Shaka Ilembe pre-premiere is proudly brought to you by MultiChoice and Reaching Lives. It's 7:53 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Let's talk about Shaka Ilembe. Why it's just tweets. It's just a whole uproar about Shaka Ilembe, all right? But back in the day, Shekwan, correct me if I'm wrong. Back in the day, it was Shaka Zulu Mos.
Yeah, it was Shaka Zulu.
I'm not going to lie, Shekwan.
Yes.
I think I'm going to make an effort to watch the first one. But I did watch it. It's just I don't remember
You don't remember dude. Much like, of it. Yeah, yeah.
But you also watched it, isn't it?
I definitely did. I watched all three parts, actually. They had three parts, yes. Yeah. So my mom was such a huge fan and she had the video tapes.
Yeah.
We have
the actual VCR.
VCR?
VCR's Caris.
VCR? Okay, double check for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, mom has still has actually all three parts.
VCR, yeah.
VCR, yeah. Yes. So what we would actually do, because I grew up at the Lutheran church here in Oostpanplatz, right?
Yeah.
So what had happened is there was a guest house that my mom was managing at the time. And apart from that, the colleagues also that worked at the office, like they were actually colleagues that lived on, like in the church ground, so to say, right?
Uh-huh.
So there was an auntie who, you know, I became friends with her daughter. We grew up together, Salome. So we would always go watch that movie at their house, okay? So when we wanted
They had the VCR now.
They had the VCR. Okay, I mean, we also had one in our house.
Yeah.
But it was boring watching it alone. You know, it's
exactly,
kids most.
Yeah.
So I would literally take the Titanics, the... what was the other one? Home Alone and all these other videos that my mom had, and also Shaka Zulu, obviously, and we would watch it literally over and over again. When I tell you, we would watch this thing probably like 5 times per week, I'm not lying, especially during school holidays. Because she was schooling at Martin Luther.
Yeah.
So obviously for holidays, she'll be here and we would like be together all the time. But I just remember being kids, man, and just, you know, getting herding up into the auntie's house. And it was a very small house, but she still didn't mind. Whatever it is that they would be cooking at home, like everybody would share.
Yeah.
It was a vibe, man. I have very beautiful, fond memories of this movie.
Do you remember how long it was per episode, more or less?
Around about an hour and a half.
Not episode, but a plot. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
It was long.
Yo, I really don't remember. I'm going to make an effort to watch the first one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... I think by now you should know that the spear is out of the bag now.
Yeah,
because we will host a pre-premiere alongside our friends at MultiChoice, DSTV and GoTV Namibia next week. And you, you and a plus one will get an opportunity to witness this, okay?
It's amazing.
How can you win the double ticket? What is it that you need to do? What do you need to do? Do you need to, you know, jump through hoops and do 10 push-ups and then do the Shaka dance? We will explain next week, Monday.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's just incredible seeing the reception of just black, would I say black African pride?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are so excited about it, but it's just a... It's a great production, and it's like one of those things that you need to see for yourself, because I'm getting emotional because this is such a great movie. It's a great story that has to be told, and I just love how the production team now has really just reserved that the memory of Shaka in so many ways, but you have to see it for yourself.
Man, that was Shaka Ilembe pre-premiere, which is proudly brought to you by MultiChoice and Reaching Lives.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever
you are, wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It is 7:57. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're talking Shaka Ilembe. We're talking Winter Nights. And it's funny, right? It's funny. Shaka, in his own African way, was a knight. We're doing Winter Nights now.
Yeah. Yep.
Nia, man. Nia, yele tuye.
Who young is yele?
Like, VCR, you don't know what... Hey!
No, it's not that we... It's not that we don't know VCR. It can only be Sarah.
Yele te kasa te kegegni. NSK. Man.
It's Sarah calling me out for not watching it or for not remembering it.
No, she called definitely the both of us out.
No, but you remember most.
No, but it's not that we don't know what it is. We know, but you know, we just keep forgetting the names at times, and it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But anyway, I wanted to say, so the new trailer is out for Shaka Ilembe.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, please go see it on social media and also on Nomza Mobata's Instagram page. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, the guy that played Shaka Zulu, originally, Henry Cele.
Yeah.
What a fine man. What a fine black man. But you must see the Shaka of this era. Everyone just looks beautiful in this production. You know what? I'm too excited about this.
The old guy was what? What was his name again?
Henry Cele.
And the new actor, what?
I'm trying to get the right pronunciation of his name. Give me a moment. Okay. But yeah, they're fine people. Just gorgeous.
Just gorgeous people. Yes. In the Shaka Zulu production. What we're going to do right now is we're going to switch over to Southport with Abuti Lene. He's going to give us the news live. Live from not, it's not in studio stuff. I swear, if you probably drive past Southport, you will see Leonard there with his cachet there, with his zest, and you know, doing his future media news.
Most accurate. Yeah. What? Independent, accurate. And on time.
So stick around for that. Remember, the pledges are still coming in. That's in terms of helping the underprivileged. Stick around. This is future media news.
Namibia's breakfast never sounded this good.